Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And if you are listening to this alone on a walk, or you are in your car and you are feeling like you do not have a tribe or someone to discuss what you want to do with, or maybe you're feeling a little bit fearful and unsure of what your direction is in life, or maybe you're not feeling quite as happy as you know that you could, then you definitely want to check out my annual event, The Bliss Project, because it is all about finding your tribe and breaking through your fears so that you can move into your purpose or just move into more happiness. So check that out at theblissproject.info. We truly go through the most important foundational things that makes humans happy. And so much of that is the science behind relationships and connecting. And we're going to teach you how to connect deeper to your tribe and also find your tribe there. So I hope that you join us March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, March 2nd through the 4th, 2018 at thebliss.info. And you guys, today I want to talk about the idea that you think you need to know everything that you are doing before you get started. This is actually a completely backwards misconception because every single person that I talk to who has massive success did not know what they were doing in the beginning, and they have to start doing in order to get clarity. So a lot of times what people do, especially if we are plagued by perfectionist syndrome, which perfection does not exist. So it's an impossible achievement that actually just keeps us completely stuck, alone, and isolated. And the thing is that you have to move. You have to start moving. You have to take that first step to even know what you want to be doing and what your audience wants from you. I was at dinner last night with two amazing women, and we started talking about how we've ever done anything in our lives. And we were talking about the fact that before I even launched my e-course, I knew I wanted to do an e-course, but I had a general idea about what I wanted to do it on. And you guys, I'm talking about the Bliss Habit. But I didn't know exactly what it was going to look like. So I sold the e-course knowing exactly how many weeks I wanted it to be in the beginning. I wanted 6 weeks. I knew I wanted it to be about foundational lessons, but I sold it before I created it. So I completely sold this amazing course knowing and trusting it would be amazing. And what happened once I got those first sales is I thought, oh crap, now I need to create this, right? And there's actual science behind this, that when you are committed, when you have those first people saying yes and you have to deliver, that your brain gets so laser focused and clear. And believe me, there was so much pain around it in the beginning. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I sold this course and I don't have it created yet. But when I started to sit down and when I really got clear on and started seeing who was taking the course, it's like everything started to get downloaded. And if you don't have that trust factor, if you don't have that faith of knowing that this is historically what is going to happen, scientifically, this is going to happen, you just have to do it. If you keep on planning, it's never going to happen. This is how I planned my Bliss Project event. The first one, I did not know who was going to show up. I did not even know what I was going to teach on. I had a general idea of what I wanted it to look like. I knew I wanted it to be a safe, a beautiful sacred space for women to break through. I knew I wanted us to connect. I knew I wanted us to overcome our fears, but I didn't know what it was going to look like. I just booked the venue and put the money down and then had a freaking heart attack. But in that heart attack and in that panic, there is complete magic, you guys. You must lock yourself in. And like I said before on the quickie previously, I think it was last week, you have to put so much on the line that your highest self is going to show up. But there's so much faith that comes with that. So Walt Disney said, the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. Quit talking and begin doing. You're not going to know what to do until you begin, right? And I love that Seth Godin says, you don't need more time in your day. You need to decide. You're just not deciding on the date. You're just not deciding what it is that you're actually going to take action on. You're going back and forth and saying, well, this could be interesting, or I feel like I should do this, or I need to think of something so new and so creative that no one has done before. You guys, you are not inventing the wheel. You're basically just putting your spin on it. And remember how magical it is that you are putting your spin on it. There's going to be a message that has been delivered a million times before, but until it comes out of your mouth, someone is not going to be able to hear it. So we need to stop thinking that we need to be so special and so separate and create something that's never been heard of. You know, common sense is not common practice. So the more that we can lock that in for people, the more that we can teach it, the more that we can remind them, it's so important. So do what you do best, whatever that looks like. If you are just really good at connecting people, or you're really good with helping motivate people or reminding people of the basics, or maybe you are really good in one single category, start with that. Just start there. Set the date, set the intention, set that thing that you're going to do, sell the program, and then begin, right? That's the first step. Lock it in and make sure that you are so locked in that you cannot change your mind. So it's literally the idea of you have to burn the boats in order to take the island. Otherwise, you are going to get back on that boat when life gets tough. You are. You just are. So you must commit, you guys. So if you have that thing that you've been waiting on and you've been thinking you need to perfect and you need to sit down and hash out the ideas, you are wasting time. Successful people do not do this. We set the date and we move forward and you create from there. So just do it. That's all I can say. I was going to say something, you know, waiting for something prolific to come out of my mouth, and just do it. Nike is all that came out of my mouth, because there is nothing, there is no magic formula, you guys. It's just going for it. It's just running straight towards the burning building and knowing that your instinct and who you are and who you know in your gut is going to come forth. And I know that you all know that you are made for this. It's just, you get that soul hit, and that's the number one thing that you have to follow, because then your logical mind comes in to try to tell you why you're not. But when you just take that massive action and commitment, everything is going to come forward for you. Everything is going to start aligning, and you better lean on your faith. You better lean on prayer. You better lean on tribe. And believe me, you will find tribe to talk to. You will start saying, here's what I did. Here's what I needed to talk about. Have you done this before? So you guys, I hope that you come join me at the Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th. This is what we're all about. We are all about showing what the journey really looks like. So go to theblissproject.info. I hope that you enjoyed this quickie today. And remember, the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. So I would love to hear what you are booking today, what you are going to share with people today, what you are committing to today. There's no better day than today. Don't put it off till tomorrow. You're going to forget about it. And I will see you on the next episode. Thank you guys so much for being here. I always appreciate you more than I can tell you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget, to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.